Of getting out on this opening day, let me give you some assurance. While I'm not a confirmation machine, and that I said to folks that I would be intentional about every person, I will be brief in my preaching. Let's do a little Episcopal aerobics to get us started here. If you're being confirmed today, would you do me the kindness by standing, please, if you're being confirmed today? Great, thank you. Please be seated. If you're being received today, would you do me the kindness of please standing? Great, thank you. If it's presently your intention to reaffirm, or the Holy Spirit is speaking to you in this very moment, would you please stand? You're not alone. More will come, trust me. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask all of those who stood for confirmation to do me a favor and just close your eyes for a moment. And all the rest of you can listen or think about walleye or whatever else. Confirmands, I want you to think about this moment. I want you to think about what's about to take place. I want to invite you to embrace this day and why we are here. For many of you, I know this is, in your mind, the conclusion of a process that brought you here today. A process where you were able to walk with your clergy person, with sponsors, mentors, shepherds, godparents, parents, and a whole host of saints and angels. And today is the grand celebration, the grand day, the championship game, if you will, if I can say that, of your confirmation journey. And now, particularly with your eyes closed, I'd like you to imagine what tomorrow looks like. I'd like you to imagine a year from this date, and what does that day look like? I'd like you to imagine 10 years from now, and what does that day look like? Feel free to open your eyes. My hope is, sincere hope is, that you are here because you feel called to be here. You are here because you are ready to confirm the faith of those who stood before their priest or potentially bishop at some point at your baptism, and now you're ready to confirm that faith. And for those who are being received and those who are reaffirming, that you're ready to make those commitments as well. My real question is, what are the next days? What are the next places? What happens a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I want you to ponder that for just a moment. And while you're pondering, back in the day, as they say, when I was being confirmed, I actually got examined by my bishop, had to do the Ten Commandments, forward and backwards. No, I'm just kidding. Nicene Creed, Lord's Prayer in Latin. As well, when I went and kneeled before the bishop, he smacked me. Smack. Well, I wanted to make sure I was awake and aware that the Holy Spirit was coming upon me, I think. And it wasn't too passive-aggressive 9 years later that when I was in a canoe with that bishop, I tipped it over. So I'm going to do a quick examination. Are you ready? Don't be shy now. okay? It's going to be a tough question. Tell me who was the first bishop of Minnesota. Raise your hand. Well, it's good to be with you all today. When you get that answer, come back, let me know. You know? Would you applaud for the young man, Bishop Whipple? Come on up here. Well, you're the only one I'm confirming today, so you might as well come on up. Let's just get this over, okay? I can be on my bike by noon. Let's go. And your name is?
Courtney.
Courtney? Hi. I'm Bishop Pryor. Okay? I'm the ninth bishop. Okay? So, remember that. So you're winnings today for being the only person in St. Mark's Cathedral that knows that answer is the brand new book called Call on Me, a prayer book for young people. Okay? Now, if you'll just stand there for a second. So now my question will be, and this is rhetorical. Now my question will be, what will you do with that prayer book? Where will that prayer book be a year from now? Where will that prayer book be 10 years from now? It's rhetorical. You don't have to. You want to answer? Okay, good. That's a good answer. You're really up here. Don't start talking now. It's good. Thank you. Thanks for playing. Here's the reality, Coppermans. It's really your choice. It's really your choice from this day on. If nobody's made that clear to you, my hope it was your choice to be here this day, just like those who are receiving and reaffirming that faith. It's really up to you what you do now. I use that book only as an icon, if you will, a model, if you will. It's really up to you. You can say, I'm confirmed, I'm done, all is over, game over. Or you may have nagging parents who will nag you until you graduate from high school, and then you can say, now I'm done. Or you may end up in a dorm with or room with a guy who snores too much, so you think, might as well go to church on Sunday morning. Highly unlikely. Not the snoring, but that would be the motivating factor. The reality is, from this point on, it's really up to you what you're going to do and how you're going to live out your faith. I mean, there's pressure when you're this age to kind of come and to do these sort of things, but as your life goes on, it is up to you to determine how much you're going to live out your faith and how active you will be in your faith. It's important that you embrace that. It's important that you embrace that. What we're about is you really taking full responsibility for your faith today. This is where we move into what we just heard from Paul's letter to the Ephesians about the maturity of Christ. It's up to you. I'm not going to be there on Sunday morning knocking on your door. I'm not going to be there on Sunday morning knocking on your door when you're 16, 26, 36, 46, 56, and neither are your parents, hopefully. Or anyone else. But hopefully what happens this day is that you really do own that faith. That means you can still explore, question, travel the world, hang out in other places, even in other faith communities, other things, but continue to own your faith and to live that faith and to try to continue to really, really embrace your faith. It's not anybody else's responsibility besides the grace of God and the Holy Spirit and you. And my prayer for all of you being received and reaffirmed and confirming this morning that there will be an abundance of all those things, God's grace and you and the Holy Spirit, not only this day, but for the rest of your life. Amen.